WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. If you're anything like me, the world feels a little chaotic lately. Like someone hit the fast forward button on life, and we're all just trying to keep up. Deadlines, traffic, that never-ending scroll of social media, it can be overwhelming. But what if I told you there's a way to find a sense of calm in the midst of this storm? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Finding inner peace even when the world feels like it's falling apart. Because let's face it, life isn't always sunshine and rainbows, right? Sometimes it throws curveballs, unexpected obstacles, and moments that just make you want to pull your hair out. But here's the thing. Those tough times are inevitable. It's not about avoiding them altogether, but about learning how to navigate them with grace and resilience. And that's where Stoicism comes in. Stoicism isn't some ancient philosophy tucked away in dusty books. It's a powerful toolkit for living a good life, even amidst chaos. Think of it as your mental armor, helping you stay grounded, focused, and emotionally strong when the world throws its best punches. So, what are the key takeaways from this Stoic wisdom? First, focus on what you can control. It sounds simple, but trust me, it's revolutionary. We tend to get bogged down by things outside our control, the weather, other people's opinions, even global events. But we have incredible power over our thoughts, actions, and reactions. Stoicism encourages us to focus our energy on these areas, on becoming the best versions of ourselves, making ethical choices, and living in accordance with nature. Second, practice mindfulness. Ever get caught up in a spiral of negative thoughts? You know that feeling when your mind starts racing, replaying past events or worrying about the future? Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on those mental loops. It's about being present in the moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and anchoring yourself to the here and now. Sounds simple, right? It takes practice, but even a few minutes of mindful breathing each day can make a world of difference. Third, reframe challenges as opportunities for growth. Think about it. Those seemingly insurmountable obstacles are often disguised as chances to learn, adapt, and become stronger. When you face adversity, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to grow? This shift in perspective can transform a negative situation into a catalyst for personal development. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but Stoicism reminds us to appreciate the good things in our lives, big and small. Take a moment each day to acknowledge the people you love, the experiences that bring you joy, and even the simple pleasures like a cup of coffee or a sunny day. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to negativity and can shift your entire outlook. Finally, remember your mortality. This might sound morbid, but hear me out. Recognizing our finite time on this earth can actually make life more meaningful. It encourages us to live each day to the fullest, pursue our passions, and cherish our relationships. When we understand that time is precious, we're less likely to waste it on things that don't truly matter. Alright, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, dead stop for what feels like forever. You could get frustrated, start honking your horn, and letting the stress consume you. Or, you could take a deep breath, listen to some calming music, and use this time as an opportunity to reflect. Maybe you jot down some ideas for a project, call a loved one, or simply enjoy the moment of stillness. See, Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about managing them effectively. It's about choosing how we react to situations, rather than letting our emotions dictate our actions. Remember, inner peace isn't some magical state you stumble upon. It's a practice, a daily commitment to cultivating calmness and resilience within yourself. Stoicism offers the tools to do just that, to find clarity amidst chaos, strength in adversity, and lasting joy in the everyday moments. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, embrace these Stoic principles, and start creating your own inner sanctuary of peace. Remember, share this episode with a friend who might need a little dose of Stoic wisdom. And until next time, keep striving to live your best life, one mindful moment at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.